Let's turn now to local sports here on KNKX. Seahawks fans have already said goodbye to a lot of popular players this offseason. Now they're starting to get acquainted with the rookies recently drafted by the team. KNKX sports commentator Art Teal talked with 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick about some of the more noteworthy picks.
The Seahawks are facing some criticism nationally for the quality of their picks. Art, what do you think?
I think it's a little silly. You really can't judge a draft class until at least 2 years after they've started play. I'm real skeptical.
Out of their 9 total selections, who stood out to you the most?
Well, there's one that stands out, I think, for the entire nation, of course, and that is the draft of Shaquem Griffin, the linebacker from Central Florida who is playing without a left hand. It's a remarkable level of achievement with his disability. His twin brother, Shaquille Griffin, is already on the Seahawks, was a starting cornerback last year. And the two of them together create such an energy about them and such enthusiasm. And I think a lot of people who saw Shaquille really enjoyed him as a personality and really were impressed by his talent. And his brother is an even more remarkable story. He is fast. He's strong. He's going to be able to run down the ball carrier, whether it's a passer or a rusher.
What do you think about their first round pick, Rashad Penny?
I think he's interesting because he came in as a slightly lower profile guy. If you can be lower profile when you lead the NCAA in rushing.
Right.
He did that at San Diego State, kind of a smaller school in a smaller conference, the Mountain West. But he does fit the bill physically. And it's an investment in the running game that Coach Pete Carroll promised they were going to do before the draft because they've not done anything with the running back position since they traded for Marshawn Lynch.
Well, in the offseason, we've seen the departure of a lot of popular Seahawks players, and now fans are worried that punter John Ryan may be on the way out because the Seahawks drafted a punter.
Yes, Michael Dixon of the University of Texas, the nation's best collegiate punter last year, not only in terms of the distance, but he also was able to hang punts. He was also able to direct punts. He played Australian rules football. In his homeland. And he has got a skill set that is so different than the standard punter that I think the job of the incumbent, a very popular guy, John Ryan, is in jeopardy. John has been with the team since 2008. He preceded Pete Carroll, one of the team's most popular players, but this is the kind of churn that happens with every team.
Well, we talked with John Ryan last year in the sports salon, and he was talking really frankly about his long career and about, you know, he's getting older. He's 36 years old. And when we were walking to the elevator after the end of the event, I said, well, I guess your body will tell you when it's time to hang it up. And he said, oh, no, no. General Manager John Schneider and Coach Pete Carroll will tell me when it's time to hang it up.
That's exactly right. John is a very wise guy when it comes to football and his place in the firmament. He's also getting paid a lot, and that's another liability at this time of year. The Seahawks are looking to save money under the salary cap. I do trust that given our experience with meeting and interviewing John, that he's going to make a very successful transition into whatever he wants in life. And football was a great thing, but I think this new young kid is going to interject an opportunity to win games in the small margins of field position. And I think he could be a real asset and a big surprise to a lot of Seahawks fans.
But there's still a competition to come in training camp.
Yes. Ryan should be around unless John wants to retire. He's welcome to come in and kick, and he's welcome to make more jokes. I hope he'll hang around.
That's right. Me too. Thanks, Art.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. And he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.